For the Coach's Corner at StormLakeRadio.com, Ryan Thompson joined by Al D'Aurelia, softball coach Dave Turnquist to preview the Warriors season. You've been at it for a week or so now, getting the girls, as many of them as you can anyway, together. Of course, a busy time with the spring sports still going on, but as always, you do the best that you can.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you get frustrated with the lack of girls being there with other sports, but the one thing about it is this year with our track girls, you got some pretty good athletes because a lot of them are going to state, and I'd rather have that, having the good athletes, and it's pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, it's been a great spring for the Warrior sports, and I know that you guys are anxious especially to get back on the field after the heartbreaking end of a season ago. With that, do you sense maybe a little more of a chip on some of these girls' shoulders their return, or have you put it behind you?
Oh, this definitely comes up in conversations every now and then, but they've put it behind them. But it's helping them focus of, okay, we've been there. We can be there again, and hopefully this time, you don't have something like that happen and just punch our ticket to state. It'd really be good.
Well, you have a half dozen players to fill spots of, but having a pitcher of Abby Kramer's caliber back in the circle for you, it's going to make a lot of things easier.
Oh, yeah. She had a great breakout year last year, and strike totals were high, and she'd admit too, walks were a little bit high too, but it didn't show up in the ERA. She had a low ERA of 1.2, which tells you that, okay, if you got him on base with a walk, she could pitch her way out of it, and we could defense her way out of it. But she's worked really hard this winter, and actually started after the season last summer. We knew what we had to work on, and we've got that fixed really well. And she went to a camp with Rick Pauly. He's a big pitching coach for the SEC conference, and he helped tweak a couple things. And right now I'm really excited to get her on the mound. She's throwing harder, believe it or not, and a lot more accurate. So it could be a special year for her.
Is Jessica Flaherty going to be her backup once again, and could anyone else see a few innings here and there?
Yeah, Jessica will be the third baseman and then the backup pitcher. And then Mallory Jacobson, an eighth grader, has been pitching, and she's pitching really well too. I'd like to get her maybe a little bit of time just to get her toes wet and see how we can do at the varsity level. But Jessica will be our main backup.
Well, with some spots to fill in the batting order, of course, you feel confident with the likes of Lily Peterson and Abby Kramer anchoring the attack for you there. But how do you see the hitting and the offense taking shape all in all with some new faces in the lineup?
I feel really good. This is the one thing that I feel in all my years of coaching, I feel the best coming in with my replacements this year for the girls that graduated. I have a good core of sophomores. And that sophomore year is when you really explode on the softball scene, and you got your mental part of the game down, and your strength is where you're probably going to play for the rest of your career. And, like Micah Barnes is going to be hard to replace her and a DJ Flores, but I really am confident that the batters that come in will be just as good, and I actually think we might actually be a better hitting team this year.
Yeah, you mentioned DJ. That's a good point, too. But I figured filling that spotted catcher, which Mike had done so well for you at for the last several years, would definitely be your biggest spot to fill.
Oh, definitely. Mike was a special player. She caught 4 full years, and then her 8th grade year, she actually caught some, too. And, you can't replace her right away. But I'm bringing Lily Peterson out of the outfield and bringing in the catcher, and, everybody knows Lily Peterson's name, and I know she's a great athlete, and so she's ready. She's been catching all winter and doing a really good job. There'll be a few things like a drop strike 3 at the beginning of the season, or maybe a first third play or something that maybe we might have a hiccup, but we'll work through it. And once those get those mistakes and that we're everybody's going to make them, but once you get those ironed out and she gets used to being back there in a game situation, she's going to be extremely good. She's looking really, really good right now.
Strong sophomore core, you say. Tell us about some of the players that we haven't mentioned already that will factor in this year.
One that's going to explode on the scene is Brittany Turnquist, my niece. She is a really strong bat. She was hurt all last year, and so she didn't really get to play until right at the end of the season, and has put in a lot of work and is going to be extremely strong. Jessica Flaherty came in at the end of last year and had a very good year as a freshman. Now she'll be a sophomore. She's going to be another good, strong one. My other niece, Alicia Turnquist, she's a junior. She's got a really strong bat, too, and she'll be playing in the outfield. One that's really going to make a splash, too, is Rowan Copen. She's had a really good year in track, and right now she'll probably be the first baseman, but she was my best JV hitter last year, and right now she's looking extremely strong. And then we'll have to get another outfielder out there, and there's some combination between Jessica Larson, Mari Jacobson, Amanda Dunson, and Addie Cosgrove is another name for that spot. And that'll be the one that we'll still work to fill out. But otherwise, everybody else, Annika Patton comes back at shortstop, another year older, another year stronger. And Morgan Jacobson will come back at second base, too. She's a senior this year.
More good times likely ahead for Alta Aurelia softball, and in the Twin Lakes Conference, you and Newell Fonda, as usual, should be right up there. Anyone else I'm forgetting about that could be tough to contend with?
That is always somebody, you know, that'll step up that has a really good year and picks it up. But, you know, ESAC is always pretty competitive. Pocahontas last year was pretty competitive. So, you know, Southeast Valley maybe too. So we'll see, but, yeah, it's always – I mean, that's a little fun to always be figuring in the top there somewhere. So it's always a good game.
Mm-hmm. And Alta Aurelia's season opening game will be on Tuesday, May 23rd, when they host Grettinger, Terrell, Ruthven, Ayrshire. Some comments from Coach Dave Turnquist. Dave, thanks a bunch, and all the best to you and the gals.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.